This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
grass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? How are things at the farm?
Well, getting better, and it looks like the weather just might cooperate enough for us to excavate for the outhouse, and we got the parts for the sink so we can have a washing station. And those were the two big things that were holding us up. So I'm excited about that. Kathy, you live in Ohio, and do you know that, well, let me say it this way. Honda has a recall of their Ridgeline pickup trucks. R-I-D-G-E-L-I-N-E, one word. And they're recalling 110,000 of these because there's a risk of them catching on fire. Now, the recall is applied to only specific states where corrosion can lead to a gas tank leak. The supports that hold the gas tank up under the vehicle can fail. The gas tank can loosen, fall out. Resulting in a fire, and their frame rust issues where the frame becomes weakened. And so Honda has decided that 110,000 of these vehicles are subject to recall, but only two vehicles that were registered or are registered in the following states. So let me just read the list of states. It might be easier to list the states that are not in the recall. But let me list the ones that are recall states for the Honda Ridgeline. Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Wisconsin. So the problem is that the de-icing agents, as they're referred to, along with mud and dirt, could accumulate along the rear frame where the gas tank is mounted and can rust. And there could be a gas tank mounting failure. So an unsecured fuel tank can become damaged from undercarriage impact, which could result in a fuel leakage, which could, plastic gas tank, which could result in a fire. So Honda has decided that they have a reinforcing system where they can reinforce free of charge if your frame is rusted to the point where it's weak. So they'll reinforce it. They'll add some more steel to it, which is ridiculous to me. But in the case where they can't fix it and it's so rusted that it's not viable to fix it, they'll buy it back. But it doesn't say what they're going to buy it back at. They might say, you know what, this thing is so rusted, it's only worth $100, so we'll buy it back for $100. I don't know what they're going to do. They should buy it back for the full purchase price. That's what they should do. And they know what the full purchase price is because they have that information in their database. But we reported here that road salt mixed with beet juice would do this. It rusts brake lines. It rusts brake calipers. It's probably the single most damaging substance that's applied to roads so that people can travel rain, shine, sleet, snow, hail. Let's make sure that the roads get salt so people can go anywhere, anytime, which is nuts. And it's destroying vehicles. And Honda has been put under the microscope because their frames are rusting. Now, we've seen it here at the shop. We've talked about it. You look at any Silverado, Chevrolet Silverado, let's say 2001 through 2006 or 7, rusted. The bed boxes are rusted. The rocker panels are rusted. The brake lines are rusted. The calipers, the brake drums, all rusted. Steering suspension parts are rusted. It's really bad news. So, Honda has been put under the microscope, and they are saying uncle, and they're actually going to, they claim they're going to do something. And you just look it up. Look up Honda recall, and you'll find it. So, we talked about it early on. We said it was coming, and here it is. So, Kathy, any comments about that?
Vince, you talked about the rust and the salt before. And Vince, is it worse when they mix the beet juice with the salt than just having just the salt itself?
Yeah, that is. And here's why. So beet juice is a waste product, and it had to be disposed of. So somebody figured out that when you have something that costs money to get rid of, let's sell it. So they sell this beet juice waste product, and it's sticky. It's sticky. It's sugar beet juice. So this sticky substance is mixed with road salt so that the road salt will stick to the road and everything else. So when you drive your car through a road that's been salted, that spray, that wet spray, gets under your undercarriage. It's like a mist. It gets everywhere. It gets inside body panels. It goes everywhere, in your lungs, everywhere. And it stays. And so when you try to rinse it off, it doesn't want to come off. So it continues to rust whenever there's moisture, which is roughly 100% of the time. Now, the reason you didn't hear about states like Florida, because they don't put salt on their roads. They don't have to. You didn't hear about California or New Mexico because they don't put salt on their roads because it's generally warmer there. So it's the places where there's snow, hail, and ice and freezing temperatures. So the beet juice combined, the salt is what lowers the freezing point of water. So that's why it's used, and it's cheap. It's everywhere. Salt, I mean, there's plenty of salt until we waste that as well. But it's inexpensive, but it would wash away. So if you mix it with beet juice, it stays on the road longer. And that's why you see the curbs rust. The curbs have been destroyed by the salt, because salt eats concrete. That's why you don't want to put salt on your front steps, because it'll eat your concrete. And then ultimately you see these bridges that have the rebar and the steel showing through the concrete, because the road salt has destroyed the concrete. It's destroyed everything. As a matter of fact, I looked up vandalism. Vandalism is tax deductible. So then I looked up how much damage is done by road salt to the average car. And a few years ago, it was $800. I'll bet you it's $1,100 today. So if road salt is sprayed on roads with beet juice, knowing that it will destroy cars and roads and everything else that it comes in contact with, and it's intentionally sprayed on there, knowing that it will cause damage, that's vandalism. Vandalism is tax deductible. So it costs each one of us, at the time I read it, $800 a year in additional damage that we did not inflict on ourselves. This is done by the government, spraying the roads. So that makes us buy more cars. You know, people people buy cars because they don't like the way they look or they don't like the way they run most of the time. So when they start rusting out, they look terrible. Me, I drive my old rust bucket, and people take, they feel sorry for me. Oh, poor guy. He's driving that old rusty piece of junk. It works okay because I replaced all the rusted out parts. Well, not the body parts. I left them because there's less sheet metal on the car because it's rusted. You know, body parts are missing. They fall off as I drive down the road. And so the vehicle's lighter weight, and I'm probably getting a little bit better mileage because there's less truck there than there used to be. But it's really sad. It's a 2004 Chevy Silverado work truck. But, you know, if I need a tax, if I ever get any income, I'm going to use the tax deduction. I'll probably say, well, it's $1,100 per year, and I'll challenge the IRS to prove otherwise. Vandalism. But, yeah, it's real serious, Kathy. So, class, look it up. He told you it was coming. Here it is. And we were a little early on it, a few years early. Kathy, what do you have on the blackboard? I can hardly see it from here.
Well, Vince, I just have one more comment. You know, I was listening to a show by Dane Wigington a couple of days ago, and he was talking about all the stuff that they're spraying in the sky, and he said that the ice, the roads are slipperier when there's more snow and ice because of the, I think it's surfactants, he said, that are in there, and also even when it rains. And he said to really be careful when you're driving, especially in those conditions, because it makes the road more slick. So I kind of wanted to throw that out there. And, you know, you did a class a while ago about the not driving when they first salt the roads and keeping your car in the garage if possible, or your truck. And that makes a lot of sense. So I really tried last year when you said that. I really tried not to go out when it was really, I knew they salted, we were going to get a storm, just so that you didn't have to, have that on your car. So I did wanted to bring that up too, Vince, that just to be careful this year with the salt.
We have a rule in our house, and we've picked one vehicle, just one vehicle, that if there's an extreme situation that requires us to go out after the roads have been salted, there's only one vehicle we're going to use. And that way, that's the sacrificial vehicle. Now, we don't want to sacrifice a vehicle, believe me. But we don't take all the vehicles out, because what happens is once you get the road salt on it, it's there for a long time. And it will continue rusting your car all summer, all fall, all winter, all spring. From then on, it doesn't stop. So your car is going to rust continuously. So the plan is not to go out when it's snowing and they're salting the roads, or after the roads have been salted, or after even when the snow is melted, you'll still see this white residue from the road salt and the beet juice. You'll see it on the roads. It's like a dust. Well, that is corrosive as well. So you have to wait for a few rains in order for that road salt residue to get off the roads, so it'll be safer for your vehicle. Your vehicle will last longer if you stay away from it. Now, the surfactants are compounds that lower surface tension between two liquids. That makes it slipperier. That's exactly what you're talking about. It's like adding Dawn detergent to the road and then trying to drive on it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
With us, Kath, I'd like to read just part of an email. And this is to all of USA Prepares instructors. And it's really nice to get these emails. And it says, "Hello, instructors at USA Prepares. I'm a longtime avid listener. Please know that I've implemented several things in my life due to your influences. Thank you very much. I'm constantly trying to find a better way to do things, and your suggestions are much appreciated and implemented. I often think, what would Vince do? Today, for example, one of my laying hen's eggs rolled out of the coop and split open on the ground, and I said to myself, I only lose one, maybe one egg once every few months, but what can I do to save these eggs as they'll become more and more important as time goes on? And I have it, because I thought, what would Vince do? He would install a small wooden lip at that the hens would have to walk over, but the eggs would not roll out. A simple solution to a simple problem. I often think, I live my life like my mother from the Depression, as I save rubber bands, twist ties, and most anything to try to find a second and third repurpose for that item." Now, it goes on and on, but let me just stop right there. And it was written by Brett. Brett, thank you very much for that. And I had this smile, and I responded to him when he said he often would think, what would Vince do? So I wrote that down. WWVD. So, WWVD. And, Brett, thank you so much. I just wanted to put a little spin on that. Kathy, you sent me an email that was pretty disturbing. And we're going to talk about shopping safety and things like that. But you talked to a man that owns several pizza stores, and you're talking about potatoes. Can you share with us what happened?
Vince, we've known this man for a long time. He has locally owned pizza stores, and we ran into him, and he looked exhausted. He had dark circles under his eyes. You could just tell he was just exhausted. And out of the blue, you know, we asked, you know, just how are you and everything. And he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he goes, I used to buy potatoes for $14 a bag. They're now between $60 and $65 a bag. And he said that, and I can only get them for that price if I'm already a regular customer. They are not even allowing new customers or people that are not store owners to purchase. And he said everything's going like that. And he tries to keep his prices low. He does a good job. It's a family-owned business. I think he has four stores or pizza, you know, or, shops. And he just shrugged his shoulders like, what am I going to do? And Vince, I really think the small businesses are really getting hit hard. If you can't afford the prices, I mean, just going online and looking at the increase of price of different restaurants. I mean, I'm hearing people that are saying they went to get like a chocolate shake, french fries, and a burger, and it was over $20. That's a lot. Now, sometimes they say where, sometimes they just said a local place, but I think it's because they're trying to stay in business, but the cost of hiring people and the energy and the food. But, yeah, this man, I really felt sorry for him.
Kathy, let me put a couple exclamation points on what you said. Class, this is really serious. This is a leading indicator of what you will experience. So if he sees potatoes going from $14 to 60 or 65, that's multiples of, that's 4x going on to 5x in price. That's hyperinflation. No question about it. Class, do you remember when I said in 2019 that we are going to experience hyperinflation? Do you remember that? It's really simple to figure out. It's because of what the last two guys did, Donald J. and Joseph.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. The coroner has confirmed it is the body of Eliza. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada, that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues.
If you need someone to talk to, you can visit hopeforwellness.ca to get information on how to access the support you need.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For the 4 months from April to July, and then look at it just 2 years later, it is 10 times more expensive in Germany right now.
Technically, when you become 18, you are now an adult. But one state is denying these adults their Second Amendment rights.
Three Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Executive Vice President and CFO of Bed Bath & Beyond, who jumped from the 18th floor of a New York City skyscraper on Friday, was the subject of a class action lawsuit that alleged he inflated stock values in a pump and dump scheme. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. Kathy, here's a second exclamation point about what you said about the pizza shop owner buying potatoes at 4 to 5X what they used to be. I got a call this morning about one of our dear friends who had passed away. An instructor class, and I'll give you her name and, as soon as I get the obituary. It's very sad. She's been on the air with us, and just a fabulous lady. And he knows her, and he called me, and he happens to have a refrigeration repair and service company. And we were talking about refrigeration, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that refrigeration companies do not want to service restaurants. They don't want to go in and do restaurant refrigeration. So what would that be? That would be the freezers and the coolers and the, you know, the cold refrigerated self-serve trays, you know, those kinds of things. They don't want to service them. Now think about this. So refrigeration repair and service companies don't want to go into the small businesses. They'd rather go into the homes where it's quick in, quick out. Doesn't take as much thinking, doesn't take as much time, more money, faster money for homes than it is to go into a restaurant. So who's going to fix the refrigeration equipment at restaurants? Now, I don't go to restaurants. Okay, not anymore. I haven't gone in years, you know, ever since the genocide. But this is a big problem. So that's another exclamation point. So now, does that include people who, like the Finelli family, who just bought a 49 cubic foot commercial freezer so we can have our beef commercially cooled for sale to our guests at the camp? Does it include us too? So there are a couple things to think about. Number one, you have to learn how to do everything yourself, including refrigeration. And Kathy was kind enough to find, and her husband, they were kind enough to find some books, some manuals. They thought, you know, Vinny might appreciate these. And they bid on them at an auction for me and shipped them to me. So I had these three cases of, or three large boxes of books, you know, old manuals. And one of them I was really excited about. And I told her before the auction started, boy, that refrigeration book, it's 1,100 pages, looks great. I was all excited. I have it. It is great. Thank you, Kathy, and please thank your husband. So you need to learn how to do everything, including refrigeration. But hyperinflation is here for quite a long time. And hyperinflation is when the numbers keep going out of control. So don't fall for gasoline's coming down a little bit. This is not the end of the story. Gasoline's coming down because people are broke and they can't afford to drive. They can't. People, that's why gasoline's coming down, because they don't know what to do with all the gasoline. Here's some facts. California tomatoes. There's one really large farm, and in 2020, 2 years ago, they planted 2,000 acres of tomatoes. The following year, 2021, they planted 900 acres. Because they couldn't get enough water to water 2,000 acres. They've got the land, but they can't fertilize it because of the fertilizer cost, and they can't get the water for it. So they planted less than half as much. Then this year, they planted half as much as that. They planted 530 acres. So they went from, in 3 years, they went from 2,000 acres to 900 acres to 530 acres. Now, they're not in the business of paying taxes on land not to grow anything. They're hurting. That's one farm. Sweet potatoes, down 13% in yield. Carrots. Have you seen any carrots lately? They're down 45%. 45% of the carrots that used to be available for purchase are not available because they haven't grown because of the drought. Celery, down 11%. Peaches, down 15%. Now, in the cattle markets, cattle industry, that's what we're in right here at Natural Farms, which is the name of our farm here in Missouri. The Finelli Farm is Natural Farms. Cattle herds in Texas, big cattle herds, 50% down. Does that jive with the numbers that I've been talking about with the hay? It kind of does, doesn't it? New Mexico, down 43%. Oregon, down 41%. Hyperinflation is here, and it's going to be here for quite a long time. Slaughter cows, the ones that we can't feed and water, they're selling for 60 cents a pound at market right now. 60 cents. Well, actually, 50 cents. Steers, in the 300 to 400 pound range, used to be somewhere around $1.40, somewhere around there, maybe $1.80 because they liked ours. they have shot up in a couple months to $2.48. Not quite double, almost double. Now, why do people want low-weight steers? Because they can't feed the big ones. Because a baby doesn't eat as much as an adult. These are really bad times. Now, when you see a withdrawal from the market of, let's say, 45% in carrots, do you think carrots are just going to go up 45% because 45% are unavailable? It's going to go up a multiple of 45%. Do you think potatoes, if they're down 13%, are going to, in yield, are going to just go up 13% because, well, you take 13% out of the market, so they're only going to go up 13%? Absolutely not. What you learned from Kathy is potatoes are going up multiples of what they used to be. Multiples. Our son brought home a bag of potatoes. I asked him how much it was. This is a tiny bag. I couldn't believe how much they cost. They've gone way up. Kathy, am I right, or have I lost my mind?
No, you're right. Vince, they have, I would say they've doubled and tripled. It depends on where you go, and it depends on what store. But I've seen and read 5 pounds of potatoes going over $10, $11 in some places. And then the thing is what I'm noticing is the staples are going up. It's not just, I want chocolate or this designer coffee. I mean, it's like rice, it's vegetables, it's potatoes. We know sugar is in short supply, and they are cutting orders. Like, people are ordering sugar and they're not getting it. They're cutting it. And I read one article where a longtime bakery had to close because the price of everything coming in was so expensive. And even though they raised their rates a little bit, they just couldn't stay in business. So you may get the bigger stores being able to absorb the cost, but your small bakeries that you go and maybe get like a cake or something for a birthday or things like that, I don't know if they're going to be able to stay in business. And Vince, the prices. I mean, like, one article I read, they sometimes in some of these stores, they're not even putting a price on the deli meat. So the lady got home, and a bologna was $10 a pound. And she looked at that, and she said, never again. I will ask, because she just assumed it was $3-something like it had always been. So that's hyperinflation, just like what you said, Vince.
When I lived in Virginia, we used to go to the Roman Catholic Church, and on the way home, we'd stop and we'd get some sub bread at the same supermarket, and we'd go to the deli and we'd get some, deli meat. We don't do that anymore. We don't eat deli meat. You know, Dr. Sheely cured us of that, and Dr. Wallach as well. So we haven't had those kinds of things in quite a while. And one day, I went through the checkout, week after week after week. We're dressed in Sunday clothes, so we didn't look like we were bums. And they said, I went to write the check the way I normally did, and I use yellow checks or green checks. I don't use the common ones because I want ours to stand out, to make sure that the people who accept our checks, recognize them as different. And so I went to write the check out, and they said, we can't take your check without an ID. I said, have you ever gotten a bad check from me? And they said, well, no, but we need your ID. That's policy. And I said, I'll tell you what. Here's what we can do. You can accept this check, or you can put all this, all this stuff back. The custom sliced deli meat, all that. You can either check my payment, or you can keep it. But I'm not giving you my ID. Manager came over, and he said, yeah, we'll take the check because we don't have any problems with you. I said, great. Would you mind writing me a note? It says, I'll just keep it in my wallet. That's when I used to have a wallet. I don't carry a wallet anymore. But his little business card size note, said, Vincent Finale is authorized to write a check without ID. Thank you so much. And he signed it. So that's what I did. But I would not produce an ID. So what I'm saying is, there is some leverage that you have, class, with, and you need to watch that register. So when it comes up $10 a pound, you can say, well, no. No, thank you. Anyway, just take that off, though. take that off. You can keep that. Okay. If the price wasn't on it. Now, if the price was on it and it was, you know, a customer made mistake, well, that's different. The customer should have paid attention, and the customer's responsible for ordering custom cut, you know, bologna at $10 a pound. But if the store is kind of hiding that information, that's a little bit different. But the customer should say, yeah, I see y'all have that bologna. How much is that? I mean, I know for a fact, Kathy, and we've never met, but I know for a fact that you would not buy bologna without knowing what the price was.
Absolutely. Nope. No, I wouldn't do it. I would ask. I was brought up pretty frugal.
Yeah, we were too. By the way, I've noticed that, you know, Sam's is out of stock on a lot of things. Only the things that we buy. They've got plenty of lawn chairs and barbecue grills and stuff that, you know, nobody really needs. But in terms of the staples that you've talked about, they're getting harder to get. So I suggest, class, you consider getting those staples, because I believe that starvation and famine are right around the corner because of the numbers I just told you. You know, potatoes down 13%, carrots down 45%, celery down 11%, and peaches down 15%. That's it. And then beef in Texas down 50%, New Mexico 43%, and Oregon 41%. This is weather related. Whether you could, you know, whether you say it's man-made or not, you know, we believe it's the weather's manipulated by man. There's no question in USA Prepares Minds. Dane Wigington is a senior instructor, of which there are very few senior instructors. I'm not a senior instructor, but Dane Wigington and Norm Shealy are. Captain John Reagan and Bert are. But I believe Dane Wigington is absolutely positively right. So, we're drinking the stuff that they're spraying. We're eating the stuff that they're spraying. It's in the plants. And you're going to have to grow your own food. And you're going to have to keep it out of the rain. No kidding. So, Kathy, did you want to talk about safety when shopping, what some of your thoughts are, or do you have some other topics? Let me come back.
Yeah, safety, and I have a few more on what we were just talking about then.
Great. Kathy and I will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, very quick question. Yeast. I think that if we're going to be making bread, we ought to get some yeast. And there's two brands that Sam's has. One is called Bella Rise, which I don't believe we've ever used. But my mom used to use Fleischmann's yeast, 32 ounces, two 16-ounce packages bundled together, two packs, 32 ounces total, about $5, $4.98. Price fixed, same price for each or both. Which one do you like? Do you have a preference, Bella Rise or Fleischmann's?
I've always used the Fleischmann's. I've seen the other one. I don't think I've ever used it. I've also used the Red Star. But that's a great price for yeast, a great price. When you figure those little packets are over $1 a piece for three of them. And just put in, you know, I put a little container in my refrigerator, and then I put the rest of it in a, like a really good Tupperware container and put it in the freezer. And I've never had it go bad. I've used it all up, even though it might be in there a year and a half. And just, if you're not sure, just proof it with some warm water and, you know, let it rise to see if it will work. But I agree, Vince, you know, staples, like, I know potatoes are going up, and I know some people are saying that they're waiting for the new crop to come in, but it's going to be less because of the weather. And I think there's, you know, more problems with supply chain. So I bought locally. We have a man who grows them. And I bought 3 bags. And in the next few days, I'm going to blanch them and either chop them or shred them and dehydrate them so that I can use them in the winter for, like, hash browns or for, like, if I'm making vegetable soup or something with potatoes. Sharon's done it. And I haven't done it yet. We've talked about it. So I am going to do that. And it's a question you need to ask yourself. If I can't get the potatoes, then what can I substitute? You know, can I do rice? Can I do, like, quinoa? What other things can I buy that will store for a long time? But who would have ever thought the price of potatoes was going to go that high then? I think we have to just buy whatever. Powdered milk is another thing, Vince, that I'm hearing people are having trouble finding.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And if I want an extender, let's say I'm going to make some soup, and I might throw a can of whole kernel corn in there. So I open the can, and I leave the lid just attached a little bit. I pour out the liquid, then I rinse it to get as much salt as I can out of it, and then I'll add it to the soup. So I'll add a whole can of canned corn. Now, I know it's not the best, but it works. it works. So these are things that you can do, and I suggest you get some cans of corn, baked beans, and green beans, because I have a feeling you're going to be eating them, and they keep quite a while. Green beans don't last as long because there's tomato products in there, and they're acidic. They don't last as long in the cans. But cans of corn last quite a long time, years, and so do green beans. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, Vince, you know, the other thing you can do is you can either make your own broth, whether it's beef broth, chicken broth, vegetable broth. And people are complaining of the soup. Like, Progresso soup has really gotten expensive. It's $2.50 a can or more. And so buy chicken broth if you can get a good deal on it. And then you can add your own items to it. You can add chicken. You can add carrot, celery, and make your own soup. I mean, for a can of chicken broth and you added it to it, you could make a lunch for a couple people out of that, and you add noodles, and you could, you know, obviously you can add more broth if you want, or less. Some people like it thicker, but it's just, I think you have to think three steps ahead of what's coming. And we've been saying, I mean, how long have we said that coffee is going to go up, and sugar and flour? And I mean, I think I said tomatoes probably 4 to 6 weeks ago that I was seeing it. And by the way, Vince, I've been really blessed. My neighbor gave me tomatoes, and I've had tomatoes, and I probably canned 75 jars of tomatoes, and I still have them coming. So I'm figuring out other ways to use them right now. But Vince, there's just, I think of what you need. And like the other thing with people that use the CPAP machines, there, a lot of places don't have distilled water. So if you use that, buy extra distilled water ahead of time so that you have it, so that you can use it. So some of these are medical needs too, Vince, that I think we have to like be aware. Do you have enough if you need cough medicine? I mean, do you have enough to get you through the winter if you can find it? Because that's in short supply too now.
Yep. And class, there's a slogan, Progresso Soup Company had a slogan, and the slogan was "Make it Progresso, or make it yourself." And okay, so we'll make it ourselves. Absolutely, $2.50 for a can of soup—it's crazy. I know you can make it for less. I know that. Kathy knows that. Class, one of your instructors is in the hospital in pretty serious condition. I don't want to release that instructor's name at the moment, but if you'd consider praying for that instructor and Dr. Shuley's quick recovery, that would be great. Kathy, I talked to Dr. Shuley. I know you're a big fan. I know you love him as I do, and he'll be on the air with us on Monday. He sounded really good yesterday. I knew you'd
wonderful.
Want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Great.
Kathy, thank you so much for praying for Dr. Shuley and the rest of the faculty. We'll see you
on
Thursday.
You're welcome, Ben.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.